Welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Podcast with your hosts, Meredith.
And Stoss.
And today...
And we're back!
We're back in this business!
We back, baby! Season 3, let's get it! This title of this episode, we're so excited to talk about, like, life updates, boy updates, dating and stuff like that. Meredith and I have just some great pointers and life experiences we wanted to share with you guys. That we've been through that you guys can also take away from, and just some advice. So yeah, I'm so excited.
One of our last episodes, we talked about, dating, and I mentioned how I was being asked out on dates by this guy, and he was very intentional, very like pursuing me in a very biblical way. And I really appreciated that. Like, the intentionality of it was so great. I really never experienced anything like that. And I definitely got to learn, and I feel like I got to a little taste of like what I'm looking for in a future relationship. Mm-hmm. So we weren't spiritually there together, and chemistry wise, like it just wasn't what I was looking for in a romantic relationship. So I ended up going on like 3 or 4 dates with him. Not even 4. It was like 2 dates. I took him to church too. That was like,
I met him.
Yeah, guys, Stoss met him. He was so kind, such a sweet man of God. He just has growing to do. And as we all do, like, we're all on this journey. We're all in different parts of our healing process. And so it's just important to be aware of, like, if someone is healed from past things, because you don't want them to like bring that onto your, like, into your sphere and drain all of your energy and just kind of keep you stuck. You want to move forward and go run the race. So it didn't work out. That's the story.
Well, there's that quote that everyone says, you know, not even just in relationships or whatever, but overall, like, rejection is redirection. I'm not saying you got rejected, but sometimes God wants to redirect us into, okay, maybe right now, like, this isn't your time, and I know you're dating, you're getting to know him, but like, you... like, both of you are going to go on your different paths and get closer to God. And initially with that, God's going to pull you closer to what he's calling you to do. And when you have those seasons of like, okay, singleness and healing and just getting into a secret place with God, I feel like sometimes maybe that person, when you both go your separate ways and you both grow, maybe sometimes God will bring you that person back into your life.
That's true.
Sometimes not, but, you know, sometimes there are seasons where, you know, you, like you said, like, you had this feeling, you're like, I don't know, like, I think that also means, like, hey, like, no hard feelings to this person,
right?
And great person, maybe wrong time, and, you know, sometimes you have to listen to what God is calling to do in that season of your life,
right?
And it may be to
be in hidden.
To go and be in the secret place with God and completely just not necessarily cut everyone off in your life, but necessarily just like, hey, this is where I'm at. No hard feelings. I hope you respect my decision. I just think it's time to go our separate ways. Initially just like listen to the Holy Spirit, to what he is telling you to do.
And don't ignore your gut. Do not ignore it. Do not. Really, if you get a gut feeling about someone, please listen to that, okay? Listen.
No, literally, Meredith sent me this post that said, the gut feeling is the Holy Spirit. You know how people say, oh, it's your gut feeling? No, that's Holy Spirit trying to nudge in your mind and your heart to be like, hey, like, this is what, you know, deep down your gut feeling is telling you to do. And your gut feeling is saying, Holy Spirit is saying, like, right now, this may not be your timing. Trust God's timing. And his timing is always perfect. And whether if it's, hey, yeah, here's the green light, like, go on dates with this guy, like, you guys are equally yoked, you guys are hitting it off, like, yeah, like, go. Or Holy Spirit and is saying, hey, trust God's timing. Right now, maybe he is not for you. So just really get in the secret place and focus on work, focus on school right now, you know?
Oh, good.
So, yeah,
amen.
I mean.
Amen. Preach, mama. Okay,
no, yeah.
Now what happened with you? Like, what?
Okay. All right, guys. I need to vent a little bit. I need to let it out. I'm sick and tired of men trying to come back into my life when it's convenient for them. Like, please stop DMing me, trying to get my attention. please stop calling me. Please stop trying to be toxic. I don't do toxic anymore. I will not lie, guys. I used to be very toxic. Like, I used to just, like, when I was, like, a couple years, like, Meredith even knew, like, I was on Bumble. I was trying to go on dates. Like, I was like,
just
on and off.
Everyone up. She was like, oh, my God, this guy.
Like, I was like, myself now to my past self would be like, girl, you need to chill out. So, I literally was like on Bumble, on Hinge, trying to get on Raya. If you guys don't know what Raya is, it's like a high-end dating app.
It's like the exclusive. I used to have Raya like years ago.
My older self now is like, girl, just chill out, like, work on yourself. So yeah, like, I literally was just like always like reaching back out, like trying to like come back in their life and just trying to like be so reaching out when honestly I should have just been focusing on myself and my relationship with God. So yeah, like right now, so finally, like this year I've been learning, okay, stop trying to reach out, stop trying to like, what's the word?
Validated.
Yeah, like stop trying to relight a fire that's already been not lit, that's already died. So I've been trying to light this fire, try to get this fire going, when God is like, keep the fire out. Like, stop trying to
stop going back, stop looking back.
Yes, like, stop trying to go back. And that's why I was gonna also mention, you guys, like, it's easier said than being done. I'm really in this season of like, okay, like self-control, a fruit of the spirit, you know what's good for you, you know what's gonna happen long term if you try to text them or call them again. And like, I just like been learning this year, like, okay, like really, really try to have that fruit of like intentionality, and just trying to be like, you know what, I have this sudden urge to text my ex or hit them up, or since they've been hitting me up, etc., like to keep the fire going when it's like, God's like, I'm trying to protect you. I'm trying to make sure you don't fall into the same cycle over and over. And that's also a trauma thing, guys. Like, I've just been realizing, like, for me, and you know, with my past traumas, I don't want to like really get into that. I'm more prone to just be like, you know what, like, it's okay. Like, if he treats me like this, he doesn't respond, he doesn't acknowledge my feelings, it's fine. He's just bit like, no, we need to stop making excuses and stop saying, you know, he just texted me again after he ghosted me for 2 weeks. Like, this is something that, and when a guy would do that to me, like, not necessarily gaslight, but like hit me back up. Like, recently, the guy that I talked about, you guys, in the previous episode, he actually literally called me today. How ironic we are filming this today. But I literally just completely was like, hey, like, I'm at the gym, please don't call me, like, I don't want to talk right now. And then I ended up calling him back and just being like, you know what, like, what is the point of you call? Like, I was just straight up like, what is the point of you wanting to check in with me? I'm good. Like, I just think, you know, and we're going to get into boundaries, but you know, like, I was just like on and off with this guy for a while, and he visited me in LA when I was living there in March. And so when I moved back home, he lives where I live, so it's easier access for me to hang out with him. And it's just like, you know, at the end of the day, and I've actually like mentioned to him, like, hey, like, I would love to talk. I just want to express how I feel and just meet in person, and rather do it over text message, because that's just kind of, I don't know, really just more mature to do it in person.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and basically he completely left me on read for almost 2 weeks and randomly decides to call me. And so, you know what, I stood up for myself and I addressed the elephant in the room. I'm like, why are you calling me? You saw my message. And he tried to act, oh, what message? I'm like, no, you saw my message. Don't act stupid. And so I feel like in those times, you guys, we just have to realize, like, what I was trying to, like, my overall point is, like, stop trying to reach back out or keep something going that's not meant to be in your life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, I know, you guys, it's way harder than doing it,
like,
because obviously there's attachment and feelings and soul ties involved, but you know, we still have to keep the prayer of breaking that soul tie, breaking any like attachment issues, you know, and just keep, you know, like keep praying over yourself, keep praying over your spirit to be like, God, I know this is hard. And I know I want to so badly reach back out. I want to keep hanging out with them. I miss them, whatever it is.
But help just me, know, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Like literally just cry out to God and be like, God, I know the outcome of this. It's not going to be good. Please protect my heart from not getting hurt again and just help me not to reach out. And so I just like started to really commit to that prayer and commit to my decisions to, you know what? Okay. I'm going to be firm with this.
Yes. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. That's what I've been learning in this season. It's so hard.
No, it's like the boundaries, like really stick to what you're telling yourself. I know it's hard, but little promises to yourself, you will, it's actually like a psychology thing. Like when you keep promises to yourself, you'll feel more confident. Isn't that crazy? Like, wow. And so it's like the promise to yourself, like, okay, promise myself and God, I will not talk to them, even though they are calling me. You can politely respond and be like, hey, like I would appreciate it if, you know, we just didn't stay friends. I can't just be friends with you. Clearly there's feelings involved. And I know that this is not healthy for me and it's not healthy for my mental health. And I was going to address that in that talk with him and it just never came around. But now I'm just being forced to just be like, hey, I have to block you. I have
I was going to say, if girls, if you got to block them, even if it's not, if you know that it'll tempt you to even go somewhere like and talk to them. I literally at one point have blocked like two people and been like, I don't even like, I don't really have beef with anyone, but I'm like, I don't really want them to contact me.
No, it's true. Like, I seriously did that. It's on social media. It's been so much more helpful because, girls, I know you guys, when you break up with someone and they're your ex or like you stop talking to someone and it's a guy. Meredith, I know you do this too. You are on their Instagram every day checking their stories, like checking their likes, checking their time.
No, okay. Like, can I tell you, I've been getting so much better.
I'm proud of you. And no, don't worry, guys. I'm the same way. It's come to a point where I would make fake accounts and literally. Okay, guys, it's not. You have to really discipline your mind to be like, I'm not going on their Instagram. I'm not going on their socials. We're gonna be strong queens,
yes,
and not
the mind of Christ.
Yes. So, you know, like with that being said, like having healthy boundaries is very, very important, especially when you are getting to know a guy. Like, guys,
emotional boundaries.
Yeah, it's very good to be upfront and on the guys. And like, I remember a couple months ago, I talked to this guy and he was just very upfront, like, I'm not ready for a relationship. And I was like, you know what? Then this is dumb. This is pointless. I'm not going to talk to you then.
Yeah.
Like, what else would you want if you don't want long-term relationship?
About what you're looking for in, like, what you're trying to get out of the relationship. Like, if someone is not looking to get married, then, and you are, then why the heck are you wasting your time dating them, you know?
Yeah, like, sorry, I am celibate and I am not.
Yeah.
If a guy is literally saying that from the bat, ladies, just know I'm going to just be your older sis right now giving you advice. Just know the man just probably wants to have friends with benefits and that does not work out, you guys, because you will get emotionally attached. The soul ties are real and you will start to develop feelings. And that's why a lot of girls that I see on TikTok that are, you know, like kind of emotionally hurt, but it's because they've been just hooking up with a guy for a long period of time, they have that attachment things, because we already talked about soul ties and stuff. And I firmly believe, and I will say this until I get married, that there's no way you can be friends and benefits with someone without having intimacy and emotional attachment. I'm just always going to be something, like in the spiritual realm, there's going to be a soul tie, even if you don't feel any feelings towards them. You guys both agree, oh, it's just gonna be casual. I just know like there's still a soul tie that needs to be broken and prayed over.
And just change your mind. Like you need to basically Repentance is just changing your mind about something that you've decided, okay, I was going this direction. This is what happened to me. I was hooking up with guys. And one day I decided in my mind, I changed my mind. I said, you know what? Actually, I realize that this is not helping me and I'm going to go a different direction. And so mm-hmm. it's about knowing that these things, it's God just wants to protect you. And so like when I realized that, I was like, okay, like this is actually not what I want to do anymore. And I know it's hurting me more than it's helping me. So that's like when you change your mind is when you're repenting, you're asking the Lord to help you. And that scripture that says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. So it's like God's grace has always got you. Like when you are weak, he literally will make you strong. So it's not about like staying in that place, but you're asking for the Lord to help you come out of that place.
Yeah, so good. Breaking any soul ties, especially if you are getting serious with someone that's like could be your husband, you know? And I feel like it's like really important to break any attachment off, because I don't want my husband to have any attachment with someone right before our wedding day and like not have soul ties broken, because when you guys get married, you guys are going to be equally one. Yep. And we need to break any soul tie or any attachments broken off before any of that. And I really believe God and Holy Spirit, like through prayer and surrender, like it will be done.
Yeah.
Delivered.
Okay. So what we're going to talk about now is in dating, some advice on what to look for when you're dating. And so obviously right now, Stas and I are kind of in a season of just being with the Lord, and we are preparing to like be in a season of dating in the future. So, what I've done is I made a list of qualities literally when I was like 14 years old. I made a list of qualities that I was looking for in like a husband, actually. And so I wrote like loyal, passionate, protective, does cute things that don't require money. Like money doesn't impress me. My love language is like, I think it's like quality time, or I don't know. What is mine? Like acts of, wait. Oh, words of affirmation. That's my love language. Wait, what is yours, Stas?
I think mine is quality time.
Okay. Yeah. Yours definitely is quality time.
Yeah. I'm like spend time.
So make a list of things that like you're looking for or that excite you. Do you like someone that is active or likes to adventure? Like make a list of things that you are looking for in a relationship so that when you start to go on dates, you can pretty much discern pretty quickly, like, okay, is this person what I'm actually looking for? And then you'll know by like the first or second date, okay, like this is not what I'm looking for, so I'm not going to pursue this any longer. And so that's kind of like how I've gone about it. And it's made it like I've such a big, like my, I don't know, my standards are really high. Ladies, keep your standards high and be selective. Yeah. Don't settle, because you do deserve the best. Like God actually wants the best for you. Like he's so good, and he wants to put you with someone who actually is going to be such a perfect fit for you. And I actually believe that with my entire being. Like, so just be like patient and wait on someone that you are really excited about, that you can build with, and that will be protective, not like jealous, because love is not envious or proud. I think we have to distinguish the difference between protector and protected, or like envious, like protective. So always be like, kind of look for the fruit of the spirit. Like, are they patient? Are they kind with you? Do they bring you joy? Is there peace when you're with them? If you leave the date and there's no peace, you actually don't feel good. Like that's a big red flag. Don't ignore that, please. So just be aware of like certain feelings that you feel when you're around them. And so make sure you're being led by your spirit and not by your flesh.
Ooh, fire. Yeah. No, that's so good. Because also, ladies, do not compromise. Like, if you are like stern, obviously, with your list, like, obviously, I feel like you're not going to find like a perfect man like off your checklist, but do not compromise if you know, they're like, you know, oh, well, just like that are leading you astray. And you're like, oh, I just compromised this, even though I know this is a sin and God wouldn't want this in this relationship. I feel like don't be kind of passive, be like very kind of stern with like, okay, this is what I'm looking for. And if you don't want to work with me with what I believe in or what initially I think would be healthy for us, then I don't think we would work out.
Yeah. You know, so that's good. Like, okay, if you're going on a date with someone and you find out that they, like, you can tell, maybe they even say that, like, they want to have, they're fine with having sex before marriage, and that's a conviction that you're not okay with, that you're actually wanting to remain abstinent.
Yep.
Then you got to be aware and be like, okay, I'm not gonna, what's the word you just said? I'm not gonna
compromise
on this, because that's a huge one.
Yeah.
And so just, and it's sometimes, guys, it's literally gonna be hard, because there's not a lot of people that are walking that narrow path. And so it can be lonely at times. I've said, like, no to so many guys that have showed interest in me, and I just decided, like, it's more worth it to have intimacy with Jesus and pursue him. So don't be afraid, even, like, if your friends are compromising, don't be afraid to stand up for your own convictions, and even just be a light in that area towards your friends. Like, you can speak into them and like, maybe guide them and help them, but don't be afraid to stand up for what you actually believe and what you want to do. Because I literally, when I was in high school and then when I was starting to get into the club scene, I didn't have the conviction to stand up for, I wasn't able to say no. Like, I just was a people pleaser, and I said yes to everything, and it got me in so much pain and hurt and in a really dark place, because I couldn't stand up for myself and I couldn't say no, and I just wanted approval. So just don't be afraid to be super bold and strong in what you believe.
Yes. Amen. Yeah, I was the same. Like, I used to just compromise, like, well, you know, he smokes once in a while or drinks, and he goes out, and it's fine though, but no, ladies, no, you got to stand your ground. I've learned from all of that, and we should all be growing and learning. And if he doesn't want to work on that, or he needs just to have the own conviction from God, not even from you, to be telling him, like, well, I don't like this, or I don't like that. Yeah. It's good to be open about, hey, like just talk about, like, how you feel about that to them. But initially, yeah, like, we should be able to set those convictions and boundaries aside, so you guys are also on the same page. And if they want to do that, if they want to, if that's what they believe in, want to keep doing, then great. Then that's when you know this person is not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. This person is not for me. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to keep my eyes on God, and, you know, hope, just pray for them. Just pray that they will feel the conviction from God, if God convicts for them. And yeah, like, just, you know, move away from that certain person, and just love them from afar.
What I noticed, like, mainly from my dating experiences, is the distinction between being led by your flesh or your spirit. So in the past, I know, because this is what happened to me, is I was so led by my flesh. I was driven by lust. It literally consumed me. I just remember being in the car and, like, letting, like, this lust would come over me, and it's like I couldn't even control myself. And that's when you know it's from the enemy. It's like, it says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And so it's just anytime you're being, like, your flesh comes in, like, you just have to take every thought captive and really rely on the Holy Spirit in that moment. Like, praying in the Spirit is huge for me. I've been praying in the Spirit for probably a year now. I didn't always know what that was. Like, I actually was like, what does that even mean? So just ask the Holy Spirit to help you pray in your heavenly language. And that has been a huge help to me. But I just know from past experience, like, that in dating, we are going to have self-control, because, like, even when you are being, like, next to someone on the couch, like, there's going to be temptation there. And so you just have to, like, especially, like, when you're dating, you want to make sure that person also has really good self-control, and that they are in the same boat as you, that they're, you know, they have a strong will and conviction for that, so that you guys can kind of, like, hold each other to, you know, you can do it together. And also, dating in community is big, because then you have accountability partners to keep you in check. Like, if you're just dating someone and you have no other, like, godly friendships, it's going to be really, really hard. So I just recommend to bring in your friends into the dating situation so they can be like, hey, like this person is actually, you have blinders on, like you can't see that they're actually not good for you. So we're going to like speak into this situation. So just make sure you're bringing your, you have like people around you to speak into you in that way. I think that's huge.
Yeah, that's so good. And I feel like when there's a relationship only led by lust, I feel like the relationship needs to be led by the spirit and by the first year, not based off of just hooking up. Because if the relationship is only based on that, at the end of the relationship, you're going to look at it and be like, wait, was this even intentional? Was this even like someone that I really liked mentally, emotionally? If it's only physical, it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like it would never.
It will never. It will. It's very rare. I've experienced it, and I have friends that I have seen every relationship that starts physical, it never ends well. Okay. Like, this is just facts.
Yeah. And so it's important to keep that healthy boundary up and especially if you like a guy and like I said, don't compromise in that situation because of just leading it by lust. If that's their intentionality at first, that's a red flag. That's when, you know, this guy does not want to get to know me. He doesn't want to pursue me. He just wants to be physical. And that's not how I feel like a godly man or just overall a godly good man should.
It's not a spirit led man. It's not a spirit.
Correct. Holy Spirit. Period. Exactly. So
he's got some healing and maybe deliverance.
No, that's why boundaries is important, y'all. I fell in that trap so quick. Like, Lord.
I mean, it happens to all of us. I mean, I think it's the number one tactic of the enemy to get us to trip up. It's a huge stumbling block for so many people.
Also, girls, be very, ask God for wisdom because when you're first going these dates with this guy, okay, great. He didn't kiss me. He didn't do anything. It's going so well. He seems like such a good guy. And then next thing you know, you're in his room, you're getting physical. And then you end up hooking up with them. And then you realize the next day they stop talking to you. They start getting distant. Make sure ask God for wisdom and for discernment and for you to not, cause girls, I'm coming from experience. This is me trying to help you as an older sis. Like also don't put yourself in, like Meredith mentioned, like don't put yourself in positions where you are able to get physical, but also have wisdom and don't fall into the trap of, well, he seems like a good guy. He's taken me on a couple of dates, you know, like blah, blah, blah. And then you end up, you know, getting yourself in a position that you didn't want to. And they end up being a person you thought they weren't.
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yes. They
don't get devoured. The enemy is like a roaring lion looking for. I don't know if that's the scripture, but it says, the enemy prowls around like a lion looking for someone to devour. Don't get devoured.
No, seriously, it's true. Like it's especially with men that have lust problems. That's that's a spirit that needs to be delivered and broken. So you don't want a soul tie with someone that's been, you know, wrapped around with that God needs to work on in his life. So I'm just going to end it at that though. Just want to help y'all sis out, and I love you guys. So we want you guys to
literally are here to give you our advice because we've been through
literally.
We don't want you guys to go through the same things we went through. So we're
exactly.
Father, I just thank you for everyone listening under the sound of my voice. Holy Spirit, I ask that you touch them, that you fill them up, that you give them the gift of discernment, the gift of wisdom. When they're going into relationships and dating situations, Lord, that you just lead them and guide them, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd and that you are just wanting to lead them into green pastures and that you protect them from anyone that does not have their best interest in mind and that you just surround them with people that have a relationship with you.
Yeah, and God, I just thank you to every single girl listening to this episode. May this episode touch their heart. And we just pray for every single person listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bye, guys.
Bye. See you in the next episode.